FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Very excited to have Lars Dahlside, who's with the NRA Institute for Legislative Action, on with us. Lars, thanks for the time.
Appreciate you having me on, and I'm sure her Twitter feed was blowing up last night.
Yeah, you know she loves it. She's a smart girl for bringing attention to an issue. Here in the state of Illinois, I'm a resident of Illinois myself, and SB 107 has a lot of people who are paying attention to their Second Amendment rights in the state of Illinois, leaning into this issue, trying to figure out exactly what is going on. What can you tell me about SB 107 and if Illinois residents need to be worried about their Second Amendment rights?
Well, Illinois residents definitely have to be worried about their Second Amendment rights. It's bad enough with all the laws that are on the books right now that are restricting your ability to protect yourselves, your loved ones, your home and business. But Senate Bill 107 goes through and basically brands a whole stream of rifles, handguns, and shotguns as assault weapons, the favorite made-up term of the left wing. And it's one of those things that's interesting. I was talking with somebody earlier today and trying to explain to them why this term drives me nuts. I said, you cannot go into any gun store throughout the United States and ask for the assault weapons aisle. They do not exist.
It isn't a thing.
It isn't a thing. So what they do, like what they did here with Senate Bill 107, is they put a couple of things on it, say that it's a rifle. It's a semi-automatic rifle. It's a semi-automatic rifle that has a telescoping stock or a handguard or a muzzle brake or something like that. And that all of a sudden makes it some big, scary, dangerous thing. And that's not what it does at all. And this is just another example that we see of people who don't understand firearms trying to legislate firearms because they don't know any better.
So when you have these legislators in Illinois moving in this direction, I often feel like this is something that allows them to put their head on their pillow at night and say, hey, I did something. But if the doing something doesn't actually change anything, that's worse. You look at Chicago, which, you know, they're like capital of gun control, and it's an absolute disaster. What are these legislators who are trying to push SB 107 through, what are they using as a reference point to make these kinds of overreaching decisions?
Well, I'm sure they're, as a reference point, they're using groups like Moms Demand Action or any one of the other Bloomberg-funded groups out there that tell them that these are the things you need to do, and this is what's going to save lives, and this is what's going to make things better and safer in our streets. Unfortunately, they don't have any data to back it up. There's this study and there's that study, and then you look at the study and realize that, oh, they didn't really look at this or they didn't really look at that, and all of a sudden it gets all blown away. But that's not the sexy headline.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what most of these legislators are more worried about. They're more worried about getting the headlines than making a difference in the average law-abiding gun owner's life.
We're speaking with Lars Dahlside with the NRA Institute for Legislative Action about SB 107. Now, you have, as an Illinois resident, people can go and weigh in on this. Make sure you contact your state senator, your House rep, to make sure that you express your opinion on this. The general folks in the state of Illinois who are law-abiding citizens, does this potentially create criminals out of those individuals who have been within the rights of their Second Amendment before if this bill passes?
If this bill passes, you go from one day to being a completely, totally law-abiding citizen to being an outlaw.
Mm.
And it's as simple as they're talking about magazine size. They're talking about shotguns with revolving cylinders. They're talking about any sort of accessory that could be put on the firearm that would make it one of these what they think is dangerous things, like a telescoping stock. And for the people that aren't familiar with it, a folding stock or a telescoping stock, that just means it's easy. It's so a person who's 5'8" and 6'8" could shoot the same firearm. It doesn't make it more dangerous. It just means that it actually fits the person who's shooting. And it's these little things that all of a sudden, I said, the legislators, they see this, they hear this, and they think, ooh, there's something we can tack on. Because it makes it more dangerous, but it doesn't make it more dangerous at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how transparent are these people that are pushing this being with the people of Illinois? Are they at the forefront with the information, or is this going to be something they just try to slip through?
Well, they're definitely just going to try to slip this through, and they'll pound the drum a little bit, and they'll say assault weapons, assault weapons, assault weapons, and no one will ask them to actually explain what assault weapons means. That's because once they get the facts, the people will realize that this is just the average everyday gun. These are just accessories that are on them, and it doesn't make one bit of difference as to how the gun actually operates.
Yeah, absolutely, or the intent of the person who is operating it. So if somebody wants to speak out about this, Lars, what advice do you have for somebody who wants to ensure their Second Amendments are continue to be protected?
Well, if you're looking for more information, you want to go to NRAILA.org. That's NRAILA.org. We have all the information there, and make sure that you're contacting your state senators and also your state reps. Make sure that they know about this, that this is something that you oppose, that you don't think is going to help one iota, and you're tired of having your rights trampled upon.
Yeah. Well, Lars, we appreciate your weighing in here. We're going to be in touch as this continues to progress. I'm sure that for the next 4 years or so, we're going to need to be watching our Second Amendment very closely. So we appreciate being able to have you on here to discuss it.
Happy to help.